What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. 49 is the high today with rain throughout the day. Jeff Hathorne is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Our very own Jeff Hathorne, presumably on the south side. Yes, Jeff?
Presumed correct, yes.
What did you sense from Patrick Queen? I don't know if it was yesterday or today. I think yesterday that he spoke. He said in the end, I'm over it. I'm not so sure, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
He's not over it. And, you know, credit to him. I say this as a media guy, full out, but that he let the fans know what he's thinking. Like, what really happened? That he wasn't offered. They took their, you know, their salary cap money and put it somewhere else and not into him. And how frustrated he was that, you know, he went 4 years playing through injuries and then the team just discards you. So, yeah, he's got some emotions there. He always talks trash. So there's always that part of it. So you're going to see it a little bit. But, yeah, this is something he's had circled. And he even said, like, it took to the start of the season for him to get over it. And I'm sure he's looking forward to do what he can to try to beat his old team.
What's the big news item over there today, Jeff?
We're kind of waiting through to wait for injury reports. So there's a couple of things that, you know, we'll find out a little bit later today. But I want to bring this up of what Arthur Smith was saying about Russell Wilson. He kind of joked that on Friday nights he FaceTimes his wife to show that he's still with Russ and not at some bar on the south side, which is a great line. But he also said, you know, what he learned was you hear about those how Russ is not coachable. And then you get with somebody and you learn how to work with different quarterbacks. And he said Russ has been great in that regard. And, like, he's figured out, you know, how to push his buttons, how to get through them. And they've had great interactions. Obviously, we're seeing results on the field. But, Joe, you remember very well, like, that was one of the big talks from all these people in Denver. Oh, this guy's uncoachable. Well, he hasn't been so far, at least, with the Steelers.
Man, I'll say. Or at least it would appear that way. He doesn't seem that way to me. I think maybe with Sean Payton it might have been problematic. But even then, he was horrible his first year in Denver. And then he was good last year, Jeff. His numbers were actually very good.
His numbers were good.
He beat good teams. So even if Sean Payton didn't like him for whatever reason, he certainly appeared to adapt to whatever he was putting down.
And I think it's fair to say, Joe, that he lifted a team that wasn't very good and got them 7 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, without him, that team's probably a 4-win team last year.
Where are we injury-wise? What guys are you looking at the closest as the week plays out?
Well, I think in said it yesterday, even Najee's missed a lot of Wednesday practices, to not read too much into that. Dante told us that he was going to be fine. I think that is going to play out. I think here's another one. And I'm trying, you know, we play that line of what you can and can't say. I'll say this, Patterson's looked a lot faster in practice this week. And you could see it in the game where at times he seemed a little plodding. He seems a lot faster. So another week past that injury, he seems like a little bit of a different running back, at least so far in practice. So that would be very good news for this team that, you know, wants to be able to, they want to be able to slog it with Baltimore. We'll see how the game plays out, but they want to be able to do that.
I'm also thinking about the wide receiver situation and Mike Williams, whether his role might ratchet up a little, Jeff, you think?
I think so. He's been a pretty quick study. They like some of the things that Calvin Austin has been doing. I think Calvin's going to play. I don't fear anything in that regard. But I think they're going to find some times to get Mike Williams on the field. It's interesting. We were just talking to Narduzzi, and he was remembering that 2016 game, and if you remember that one, Mike Williams was a beast in that game, and he was doing all kinds of physical things that you look at the best receivers in the league that only they can do. Williams still has that in him somewhere. We saw him make that nice adjustment and catch at the touchdown against Washington, but they still feel like there's some of that, like he can make those type of plays, and if you could pick almost any quarterback in the league that would give him the best chance to make those type of plays, Russ would at least be in the top five of that pick.
The Hathorn Report brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Winter is coming. Protect your home with a clog-free gutter solution. 8885-HELMET. That's 8885-HELMET or gutterhelmet.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan coming up. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jeff, I believe Mr. P has a couple of questions.
Yes, Mr.
Perfect
P is...
Perfect timing, Austin, because the Batgo Express is just about to go by.
Oh, the little train going by. Remember the train,
yes.
Joe?
You'll never forget it. Yes. Go ahead, Limits. You can't wait for the train. We're on live radio.
Jeff, Nick Herbig is expected to be back. Preston Smith is in the fold. Who do you expect to see starting this week?
I think Nick would start, but I think in the end, you'll see Preston with more snaps. I don't think it'll be a wide margin. I just think with Herbig working his way back, what Smith was able to do, he seems very comfortable. Obviously, he's played a lot in a 3-4, and he made an impression right away with a couple of tackles for loss in his first game. Now that he's got another week of practice under his belt, I'm not saying that he's going to have TJ-like numbers, but you would think his understanding of what is going on and to have a player like that in a big game. Man, what a trade. We'll go back and look at different moves. You could look back potentially at this one from Omar being made one of his best deals because you get the injury, and now you have a guy with that kind of experience behind.
Jeff, did Minka seem irritated with the questioning of his lack of splash plays or understanding and you know, explaining why that's happening? What sort of demeanor did you find him in?
Yeah, I don't know if Minka pays too much about what we do. I really don't. I don't think he's a big reader. I don't think he's a, you know, maybe stuff gets pointed out to him, but I just don't think that he really. I mean, it matters to him what the coaches are saying, and what we've heard from the coaches is, you know, that he's been solid this year and that those splash plays are going to come. Sooner or later, it's going to come. We haven't seen it yet, but, you know, that's been the talk around here, and I think that's more where his headspace is.
Jeff, did you see that Jerry Dulac ripped me in his chat this week?
No.
Yeah, somebody named Artie Bridge wrote in, Jerry, your colleague Joe Starkey is able to use humor and sarcasm in a way that laughs with his readers, not at them. Could you learn from him? Jerry says, let me know when he's at the comedy club and I'll go study his approach.
Wow, you and Deontay are taking a big darts this week.
Yeah, I felt like that was a dart. What did you think, Mr. P? Is that a dart or an honest answer?
I think it was a little dart.
Yeah, it felt like a dart, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, very kindly.
Hey, congratulations, Joe.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. Very happy for you and your family.
Thanks. And that was the news that I became a grandfather this morning. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, Jeff. I think Mr. P has hijacked this phone call.
I said goodbye to Jeff.
What a nice man he is.
He's the best. Nicest man in Pittsburgh sports media. Him and Jerry DiPaolo, well, up for the crown.
Where would you like to finish today, Limits, with a couple of other things from Jerry Dulac's chat?
Can we finally go for ice cream today?
We could. Sure.
Said this every day this week.
We can go to, Beverly Scoops somewhere right around the corner here.
What was the question that City Limits asked in the mailbag?
There were a couple. Let me read you a couple of these. Bonehead asks, Jerry,
Bonehead,
what's wrong with Minka? He says nothing. He says nothing. And maybe there isn't anything wrong with Minka, but like Chris Hoke said today, a guy who played with Troy Polamalu and against Ed Reed. Listen, and people have said that Minka's on a Hall of Fame track before. When you have multiple first-team All-Pros, you start to talk about such things. I'm okay with him being a decoy. I'm okay with the idea, oh, they're not throwing where he is. Minka sort of alluded to that. I can't make the quarterback throw to me. But as Hokie said, and he was talking about maybe the greatest center fielder of all time and Ed Reed, they didn't go to him either, but he found a way to make plays. You know, like He might be playing okay, but he's not playing to his salary if he's not finding a way to make splash plays. I'm sorry. Both can be true.
Is it also true that they're playing him so far off the ball that he's only getting limited opportunities to make them and he's not?
No, that's what Ed Reed did. He was a center fielder. You're supposed to be able to make plays in center field. By the way, I have a little aside here. This is unbelievable. And I can't believe when Willie Mays passed away that I didn't have these anecdotes. I was just thinking of great center fielders. Willie Mays came into my mind. The general last night, Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
Yeah.
He says that, you know, the famous people that come in for autographs usually don't care about getting autographs, right? But sometimes he gets curious, if you could get an autograph from any other athlete, who would it be? And they usually go outside of their own sports. That's the first thing. But they didn't on these two cases. Bill Mazeroski and Dave Parker at different times were at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry with our friend the General. He asked each of them, who would you want to get an autograph from? They both said only one guy.
Roberto Clemente?
Willie Mays.
Wow.
They both played with Clemente.
I know, but
did Parker?
After the fact.
I guess Parker never did. But Willie Mays, how about that? Of all the guys in history, he's like, that's why when he passed, you saw all those stories. Like he was a movie star playing baseball is what he was. One of the most legendary athletes, just that magical name of all time. Anyway, I heard that last night, thought I would share it. Thank you, Limits. You don't seem all that interested.
No, I was very interested. I don't know why I said Clemente. That's probably what I would want. If there was one autograph in the world want, it would be Clemente.
Yeah, me too. Let's see what City Limits asked here. It's very exciting. Andrew Pony, who apparently is not Andrew. That's the great mystery of this Dulac chat. Usually we accuse Pony of weighing in under the pseudonyms Dr. Kornfetter, Harry Callis.
Well, Harry Callis might have been Pony.
Well, this week there's people that are City Limits and Andrew Pony that are not the actual Andrew Pony.
Correct. That was not Pony that put that in there.
So, Jerry, do you think the Bengals game in Cincy will be flexed to Monday Night Football? No, I don't, he says, but I don't work for the networks. What do you think of that?
You're the beat writer.
Would you like to see that game flexed to Monday 100%. Night Football? So would I.
Yeah, I would.
Jerry... No, we already read that one. Mike Tomlin had saved a Justin Fields. This is from City Limits, but not from you. Mike Tomlin had saved a Justin Fields package for AFC North game. Sound right? He said, maybe we'll see. Would you like to see it? I would.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.